This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of April. Former Liberal staffer Bruce Lerriman's defamation trial against Network 10 and presenter Lisa Wilkinson has been reopened at the 11th hour after sensational new evidence was presented to the federal court. The bombshell new evidence is contained in more than 2,300 pages given to the Network 10 by former Channel 7 Spotlight producer Taylor Auberbach. The explosive defamation case began when Mr. Lerriman alleged an episode of The Project on 10, presented by Wilkinson, suggested he was guilty of sexually assaulting fellow staffer Brittany Higgins in the office of Liberal Defence Industry Minister Linda Reynolds in 2019. Parents in Sydney's booming northwest are being forced to make 90-minute round trips to pick up their children from their catchment primary school after the state failed to deliver any of its promises for education in the area. Four public schools were meant to be built in the fast-growing suburb of Box Hill, 50 kilometres northwest of the CBD, according to New South Wales government plans published in 2018. But 6 years on, there is no school and no site has ever been purchased. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the ginger whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
An expert says the three people who died after ingesting beef Wellington, allegedly laced with poisonous fungi, may have spent their last moments writhing in pain as the toxins from the death cap mushrooms worked through their bodies. Don and Gail Patterson and Gail's sister Heather Wilkinson died after eating the dish at Erin Patterson's home in rural Victoria on July 29 last year. Heather's husband, Ian Wilkinson, survived the lunch but spent 8 weeks in hospital fighting for his life. An organised group stealing bulk quantities of items to sell on the black market at discounted prices or to exchange for drugs are behind a rise in retail thefts in South Australia. Inspector Julian Coram, who heads Operation Measure, the campaign to crack down on store thefts, said large haul items, including meat, alcohol and power tools, were among the goods identified as being a type of theft-to-order goods.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. Us on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your news feed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. Us on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.